The next star of Doctor Who has been announced after intense speculation. The new Time Lord is acclaimed actress Jodie Whittaker. She is the first woman in over 50 years to take on the leading role. Debate has been growing over who would play the Doctor ever since Peter Capaldi announced he will be leaving the program in January this year. Ollie Henderson reports on how Whovians are responding to the news.
If you are one of the many Whovians across the globe, you've probably already heard the news. The wildly popular BBC series Doctor Who have announced Jodie Whittaker as their 13th Doctor, becoming the first female actor to take on the role. Whispers of a female Doctor were first heard in 1981, when the fourth and longest-standing Doctor Who, Tom Baker, wished the incoming Doc well by saying, "whoever he or she may be." Now, 36 years later, she's in. I spoke with the president of the Doctor Who Club of Australia, Lauren Davis, about how she felt when she heard the news.
I am in awe of the fact that they have gone ahead and made such a bold move. Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled and still in a bit of a dream state.
Lauren Davis explains that the program may have been planning this for years.
They've been laying a lot of groundwork in the past few years, I think, to build up the idea. There were references a few years ago to the idea that Time Lords could change gender. Then the Doctor had an enemy change gender. The Master turned into Missy. Then we actually saw an on-screen generation of just a random Time Lord regenerating from a man into a woman. Now they've had the time to build this up as an actual thing that can happen. And I think that's why the time is right.
Lauren Davis says that the response from the Doctor Who Club of Australia has been mixed, but mostly in favour of the new female lead, Jodie Whittaker.
I'd say there's definitely been more positive than negative, definitely some negative, but I have seen some people who perhaps started out negative coming round to the idea as they consider the possibilities that this could bring.
Dr. Kathleen Williams, Head of Journalism and Communication at the University of Tasmania, is concerned that the media response is misrepresenting the community feedback to the new doctor.
Well, I think that when we shine a spotlight onto the fringe group that is particularly angry and particularly vocal and we amplify their response to it, that perhaps we're giving too much of an imbalance to those views. So looking at some articles that are making the rounds today, they're relying on 5 or 6 tweets from a couple of people, you know, who are talking about how angry they are and how they won't watch it. Is that really representative of the broader audience for that show? Probably not.
The Gina Davis Institute revealed in 2012 that the more TV a girl watches, the fewer options she thinks she has in life. I spoke with Dr. Kathleen Williams about the importance of diversity on our screens.
Representation is something that is incredibly important, you know, across race, gender, sexuality, you know, a whole gamut. You know, basically, you know, there's a line that you can't be what you can't see. And that, you know, for a long time, our understanding of the world is projected back to us through media that we consume. And there's been a broader diversity on screen, particularly of relationships between women and friendships between women. So thinking about TV shows like Broad City that really kind of, you know, add a new lens to female friendship that isn't within the same, you know, realm as perhaps Sex and the City or, you know, this kind of, you know, really sort of baseline tropes, caricature, that type of thing. And there's space for all of these people to exist on the same, you know, in the same networks, the same platforms, the same streaming services. You know, we have the ability to watch more media than ever before, so why shouldn't there be a broader range of representative characters?
And sci-fi as a genre has delivered us many strong female leads over the years, mm-hmm. from Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley in the Alien series, a personal favourite of mine, mm-hmm. To more recently Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. Why do you think we have seen the rise of strong female characters in sci-fi over other genres?
There's something about when all the rules are sort of off the table in a whole new world where you rewrite them. Why not rewrite them in the way that you want to? Or if, you know, the world is dystopic, as with something like The Hunger Games, why not have, you know, the person who's coming through to save the day be a woman?
Many TV programs and films have been swapping out their male leads for female stars. Like, for example, in the 2016 Ghostbusters remake, and in the Star Wars franchise, their latest star Daisy Ridley as Rey in The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Do you think it is enough to simply just swap the gender of the main character?
I think it's perhaps a good first step. I only really watched Ghostbusters a couple of months ago, I think. And it strangely didn't really feel symbolic. You know, it didn't feel like it was a deliberate move. It was just a way to house, you know, those particular comic energies that those four women have. And it sort of meant more that it was a vehicle for them as comedians as opposed to a vehicle for women.
Dr. Kathleen Williams from the University of Tasmania ending that report by Ollie Henderson.